We choose the best in friendships, June 7. We choose a life companion who loves God. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3. The Lord is not changed. He is true, merciful, compassionate, faithful in the performance of His word, both in promises and threatenings. One of the greatest dangers that besets the people of God today is that of association with the ungodly, especially in uniting themselves in marriage with unbelievers. With many, the love for the human eclipses the love for the divine. They take the first step in backsliding by venturing to disregard the Lord's express command, and complete apostasy is too often the result. It has ever proved a dangerous thing for men to carry out their own will in opposition to the requirements of God. Yet it is a hard lesson for men to learn that God means what He says. As a rule, those who choose for their friends and companions persons who reject Christ and trample upon God's law eventually become of the same mind and spirit. If we would rise to the highest moral excellence and attain to the perfection of religious character, what discrimination should be used in the formation of friendships and the choice of a companion for life? Many who started out in life with as fair and promising a morning in their limited sphere as Solomon had in his exalted station, through one false and irrevocable step in the marriage relation, lose their souls and draw others down to ruin with them. Frivolous companions who have no depth of principle turn away the hearts of those who are once noble and true to vanity, corrupting pleasures, and downright vice. We should ever feel a deep interest in the salvation of the impenitent, and should manifest toward them a spirit of kindness and courtesy. But we can safely choose for our friends only those who are the friends of God.